is Paul with you. Smile.
Jailbreak here with Jordan, and we are coming to you from JM John Moroney 2. Coming to you on NAIDOC Day.
Jailbreak's keeping you company wherever you are in the system.
Listeners, a warning, some stories and lyrics on Jailbreak may offend and may be unsuitable for young audiences. If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it. You're going to hear some of NAIDOC event and personal stories from inmates from JM to Windsor.
Hello, from Paul.
Hello, Tommy Gunn.
This is me, Akwazi.
Hey, how you going? Jordan.
We're your host, NAIDOC on the inside.
NAIDOC coming to you bang on the walls. Tune in to NAIDOC on Jailbreak. NAIDOC on the inside. That's where I am. I'm on the inside.
We're currently in the visiting area where there's 150 seats for inmates, and this is our NAIDOC celebration day. I'm David. I'm one of the inmates at the Outer Metropolitan Multipurpose Prison, the C minimum classification jail. And I'm a Wiradjuri, proud Wiradjuri warrior from Dubbo. Everyone's included this year. Everyone's allowed to come up. We're going to start the day off with the formalities. Welcome to country, guest speakers, Uncle Wes, the dancers. The boys are doing free dance, one introduction dance, one kangaroo dance, and then one ending ceremony dance. This is one of the first times where everyone's been invited, everyone's been included this year, but not just the Aboriginal inmates, include everyone. I'm trying to put a bit of harmony through the joint. Today everyone has a feed, the same feed as what we're having, whereas in years gone by it hasn't been like that. In this room we have a podium, we've got the Aboriginal flag, the Australian flag, the Torres Strait Islander flag, and we've got a painting for the ceremonial days. That's where the boys will be dancing, right near the vending machines in the corner. They'll be dancing soon. This is usually a visiting section where people visit their families. We've got the playpen for the kids. The kids are allowed to play there in the play area. It looks exactly like a McDonald's area for the kids, so the parents can have a bit of time by themselves. Fences with a barrel fence on top of it, and then you got the outer perimeter, which is surrounded by razor wire. Not very pretty, but it is a prison. We've got a little bit more leniency because this is a minimum jail. Speakers going all day. They have to have it, so that's the only way to get an inmate's attention if he's required education or for a visit. Oh, there's a lot of construction going on at the moment. The formwork and everything gets done in 1 week, very quick. So we have got a lot of building going on, a lot of trucks building another two jails. We've got a lot of people, the governor, we've got the representatives from outside. Uncle Wes, he does the smoking ceremony and he smokes everyone. We've got the inmates who come in, we've got the people from the IDAP program, which is an intensive drug program, local residents from the Windsor and the Darug community, the traditional owners of this area. There's two Aboriginal officers, one's Dougie and one's Rob. They've been a great help. You've got the dancers. There's five boys there from out of West New South Wales. Olga, a couple from Moree, one from Dubbo. They're getting ready in behind the scenes there. They all got painted up. We've been preparing for this for the last 3 weeks. Another program what this jar runs is called Clean Slate, and that runs through the local Aboriginal Redfern All Blacks football team. They run it here. Clean Slate is a program where if your behaviour continues, you get your C2 classification and then your C3, you can start going out into the community and playing football for the local Redfern All Blacks. Yeah, and that's run from Long Bay. It's run through a guy called Shane Phillett in Redfern. It's a good program. We had a guy called Sam go through it, and he went right through it, and he's out now, and he's playing footy and going really well, and it turned his life around from addiction and that, so it's a good program. I've got one little kid, she's 7, and I've got two older kids. Their mum's from out Brewarrina way. I'm from Dubbo myself, but I've been living down the south coast. I will be living at Newcastle when I get out, and I'm going to do another program called Home for Good. and it's run by the Samaritans people, and they're in Newcastle, and it's a high intensive support program. I've done it before, and they finished my parole for the first time last time. It was great. And so, you know, when people leave jail, the first day you need support right through, and someone to call for when you've got crisis. You can go there and do the program. It's great. Yeah, it's excellent. I came to jail because I didn't deal with my crisis when they arise, and I got my little child was taken from me. I didn't deal with that appropriately. Now that I look back on it, I should have dealt with it more better than what I did, you know. Yeah. And the dancers are coming out now.
Yeah. On Courier Radio, NAIDOC coming to you. Tune in to NAIDOC on Jailbreak. NAIDOC on the inside.
I'm a proud Wiradjuri man, originally from Dubbo. My name's Paul. So they're getting ready now to do they're going to come in as the Rainbow Serpent, led by Norm, and the boys will be getting ready to just come in and do a corroboree. It's going to be a dance to bring people together. Well, they've got their little red nappies on.
Traditional clothing.
Yeah, traditional clothing. They've been painted up, hand-printed. What are the leaves for?
The leaves are for the smoking ceremony, just to clear away the evil spirits. This isn't their traditional land, so what they're doing is they're asking permission from the past and present for permission to dance on their lands. My name's Claude. I'm a Mi'i Murray from Moree area.
Yeah. I'm a hillbilly.
We're commentating on behalf of all the Kuris at the Correctional Centre of...
Windsor. We're at JM2. So JM1 is a remand. We're actually over his sentence doing the IDAP program. Good morning! We'll just cut for a second because we're getting introduced.
Thank you everyone for coming. I'm just going to do the local respect to the local barracks people.
Congratulations to everyone out there. Happy NAIDOC week. This is us coming live from Windsor JM2. Coming up, we have music and we have Dave Chappie, they call him. If you look, and a bit of myself, you will hear a lot more from me. We're your hosts, Paul and Dave.
I want to welcome you to NAIDOC Day 2019.
They're just about to do the kangaroo dance.
NAIDOC festivities coming to you from John Moroney 2, Correctional Centre on Sydney's outskirts. Stations picking up the program are growing and reaching out to more mob. If you want to know how to download Jailbreak, we'll be giving out address details later.
Yes, Jailbreak's voices from the inside, music and your life stories. I'm hoping time's going quickly for you, mob. From John Moroney Correctional Centre on Sydney's outskirts. More from brothers and sisters coming up after this. Stay with us. Don't go away.
We're the last connection.
And you're listening to Jailbreak.
Stay Hep C free. Yeah.
Hey, you mob, listen up. We need you to look after yourselves on the inside. Hepatitis C is killing our people.
I got him, Kaz. You coming?
No, I don't know. You got a clean fit?
It's all right. I got JJ's one.
Nah, I don't know, eh, cuz. If that fit is dirty, I can get hepatitis C.
Nah, JJ's good, cuz. Always cleans his fits with bleach and water. Come on, I'll show you how.
Strong, healthy families are built around strong, healthy men. Keep it clean.
Got me hep C treatment last week.
Too bad, bro. You feeling sick? One of the boys on treatment too, man, and he got real sick.
There's new treatments now, cuz. No needles, no sickness. Just swallow a pill a day. It's that easy. Never felt better in my life, cuz.
Serious?
Yeah, for sure, cuz. It's deadly new treatments out there. Put in a form to the clinic today, cuz. Say you want a blood test. It's that easy.
If you're not sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called Fincol. It's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots the blood.
NAIDOC on the inside.
NAIDOC coming to you bang on the walls. Tune in to NAIDOC on Jailbreak. That's where I am. I'm on the inside.
Hello, from Paul.
Hello, Tommy.
Hey, how you going? Jordan.
We're your hosts.
So bang on the walls, tell your mates to tune in to Jailbreak.
Your Jailbreak comes to you same time, same route. Just because you're in doesn't mean you're out. Stay with us because we have a lot of good music and a lot of people coming up.
We're your hosts today for NAIDOC. You're going to hear some of NAIDOC event and personal stories from inmates from JM to Windsor.
Black and deadly.
In the system, black and deadly.
Can we give a shout out to all everyone in and everyone that's listening at the moment? This is all the brothers yelling out and saying hello to everyone and happy NAIDOC week. From Windsor Jail, I said. I told them that. You didn't hear me. Are you coming? We're going to go and get smoked. So Uncle's out here now. He's just about to give us all a big welcome to country. Yeah, it's a big cloud of smoke. Well, it's coming out of a little tin. Uncle's probably blessed it. We're just about to get smoked now, thank you. I've just been smoked. The smoke is a cleanser. So what it's just done then is it's actually cleansed us.
What's going on here?
We're on the radio, cuz. Hey, we're on radio. Yeah, I just feel like I've been cleansed and smoked.
Jailbreak here with Jordan, and we are coming to you from JM John Moroney 2.
Right now, we are sitting at a table. It's wood, not far away from the chaplain. There's a gym just 10 feet behind us. We're bringing a lot of the crowd in. The boys are starting to show up. They want to give a big shout out. Back at me, there's an education building. That's where they have IDAP. IDAP is...
Intensive Drug and Alcohol Treatment Program.
Yeah, we are in jail. We're in green. We're wearing green. Once you come into the fences, building all around us, so that's why you can hear so much noise. Just across the road from the wind, we've got Noreen sitting here with us. She said hi.
Hi.
She said hi there.
And what's IDAP?
She said hi. And when you have a look around, there's a sky, but then if you look to the right of me, there's a big building construction. Yeah. There's a big fence, cuz you can't get over it unless you get a couple of people to boost you.
Okay. And what else?
Big wiring. They've got a tarp up so you can't see outside. You can't see us. We can't see you. There's barbed wire on top of an education building. It looks like a brick house, an old Roman joint. And then you've got grass. They're pointing at grass. So I'm going to say, yeah, there's grass growing. The trees, the gym, and now the chaplain. The air, wind, the sun. And the sun's shining down in our faces. It's a lovely day today.
Where we are, there's a bit of some construction, renovations going on, so we just want to apologize for all the noises in the background. Yeah, just bear with us.
Big sight. New.
All eyes on me.
Yeah, Supac is an inspirement in my life. Ever since I was growing up, I hit the streets at a young age. He seemed to have made me understand what street life's about. He'd been there, he's done it. Going through some of the struggles that I've been through, my journey for myself was a bit of a rough one. I started doing crime at a young age because I had no money. I didn't have a roof over my head. I would have been 14. I was running around looking for somewhere to stay. Rainy nights would have been the baddest. In King's Cross, hanging around there, it got exploited to a lot of things. To see all that stuff with Tupac songs, you need stability, or you'll be sitting underneath a box with your hand out looking for money. I was one of those guys that had walked past them and understand where they were. And I wasn't ashamed. I'm not ashamed of it. I feel sorry for people that I've robbed because I can't help that.
Well, you know, when you hear the word thug, you mean like someone that is a hardened, proclaimed criminal. You know, someone that doesn't know anything apart from doing hardcore crime and doing the hard shit, you know what I mean? He's proud to be one as well. That's what a thug is, thug life. Tupac once said thug life, you know what I mean? And he lived that life. But I'm not a thug. I've never seen myself as a thug. Anyone can be in that situation. I'm in jail, because you don't have to be a thug to be in jail. There are some innocent and some good people in jail, as well as there are some thugs. That's the difference between the sort of people that are in here. Yeah, but a thug is like, you know, a hardcore, self-proclaimed and criminal, yeah.
Your name, Paul. Now.
With Jordan, and we are coming to you from JM John Moroney 2. Coming to you on NAIDOC Day.
Hello, from Paul.
Hello, Tommy Guns.
Hey, how you going? Jordan.
Coming right to your cell on jailbreak.
This is me, Akwazi.
Where are you from, Kwazi?
From Ghana, Netherlands, the West African nation, the west coast of Africa. We are former British colony, and a lot of Ghanaians end up in England and, grew up there. And, it's a big, big Ghanaian community there. I came to Australia when I was about 21 years old, and my father came here in the 80s. He was a diplomat. So when I grew up and I finished high school, he recommended I do some further studies in Australia because Australia was a cool place. Standard of living was great. It's a good country to study. He chose Australia amongst the US and the UK. So I ended up in Australia. Been here, but I've been back and forth, going back home and coming back. I see myself Australian. I've got a child in Australia. Got some very, very good friends in Australia. Yeah, even though I'm in jail, but still no regrets. Ghana is actually the first independent nation in Africa in 1957. As we all know, the whole of Africa was colonized by either the English or the French or the Portuguese or the Americans. Ghana got independence from Britain in 1957. Ghana is a country, 25 million people, the fastest growing economy in Africa at the moment. Beautiful country, coastal lines, very democratic, good country, very, very safe tourist destination as well. My dad has passed away, but he never left Ghana. He just was in Australia for just a little, he was just here for work.
In the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got
I like Snoop Dogg because he is one of the old school. He's been there for a long time and he's still there. He's a survivor. He's an inspiration to me because a lot of people have come and gone and Snoop Dogg is still there. And he's still making music and he's still got influence in the world. And he's the man.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
He's a survivor because coming from where he came from, that sort of community with the gangs and all that sort of stuff going on, he managed to sort of come out successfully. There's a lot of rappers have gone down coming from that sort of lifestyle, but Snoop Dogg managed to stay alive, stay out of jail, use this music to impact the world, the one of the best. In rap music, one of the best. You know, if you are able to come from that sort of background and you are successful in making music and you can survive on the long term, you're special. When I hear Snoop Dogg's stories, I feel proud to be a black man.
My homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to tangle rap. And a fat,
you know, being black, doing what he does, there's been a lot of serious challenges, you know, a lot of things have gone against him, but, you know, he's been able to rise up above all those things, and he makes me feel there's always a way. You should not restrict yourself because of where you come from. You should not restrict yourself because of your color, your history. You know, the sky is the limit for everybody. If you have passion in what you do, you can be anywhere.
He proved to me, Trump Curry, he proved to me that he come from the streets and grew up to show people that everyone that lives on the streets, not just scum. His music's, you know, shown a lot of people the way of the generation. I watched a few of his movies. Shows me that if I put my mind to it, I can be what I want. Makes me feel if I put my mind to it, I can achieve for whatever I want to do. Well, I heard you ask about stories before. I was abused. Now, like Snoop Dogg, I don't know whether he was abused or not, but he had a terrible life too, upbringing and that. Well, you know, like, and to me, you know, hearing his story, and it helps me a lot inside as a person.
Hearing Terry saying that things that have happened to him in the past, and hearing Brother Boy saying that he's such an inspirement to him,
you can see what Snoop Dogg does. Well, what it brings up for me as an Aboriginal individual person, the way he adds his part into a song makes me feel like that's a part where I add myself into life. Snoop Dogg, like the boys have said, he inspires them. You can relate to things like that. He's done it with Nate Dogg, with Tupac, people that have been in and out of jail, and I think that he's been to jail himself.
He's a good role model. He came from the ghetto, housing commission or whatever, the slum. Inspiring for us people, admire him.
But I think Gin and Juice, that one was like where he started. Yeah, that was like a really good song, Gin and Juice.
And we us boys that are sitting around listening to you, cuz, we know each other in the prison system. We get along really great. Jamie is a very hidden person.
I come from an area in Western Sydney, Blacktown, Mount Druitt. Jamie, 2770, shout out to the boys. Yeah, represent always. Yeah, Crew Radio, shout out to the brothers. And NAIDOC Day was pretty good. I had a pretty rough life as well. My family, we always had a roof over our heads, I guess. Went away from the family, I guess, and went and done my own thing and, yeah, went to the streets, made money. I think I did that because probably my learning with school and that. I definitely have to give a shout out to my Levi's, Mariah, Ashton and Bradley. Much love from your dad. Yeah, Dad's doing good. My baby mama, it's her birthday today. She turns 26. It's always love you, Em. I'm trying to rehabilitate to get back into the community. Yeah, I've learned a lot about my emotions and the way that I can direct them to be a better person in the community. Putting my energy into something, not come back to jail. But yeah, that's me. We'll put that down as a wrap and, yeah, we'll just leave it there.
We're at visit areas. Well, this is Paul. Welcome to the program, Dave. Your message towards the younger generation and what you were saying?
Okay, my message is to not only younger generation or older generation, it's society in a whole. Drugs and alcohol are just merely band-aids that we've been using to cover the grief that we're having. The stolen generations, the massacres, the slaughters, the raping, the intergenerational trauma, transgenerational trauma, and the layers, different layers right throughout. I'm only just speaking from experience. Like up in Queensland, I'm a 214. Down here in New South Wales, I'm a 593. Brothers that hear this, they'll know that, yeah, I've been doing a bit of jail.
Can you just give me a little piece of your own, like, story, your own life?
All right. I'm just going to give you straight-out truth. From the age of five, I was molested by two females. I was raped. I wasn't molested. I was raped by a male at the Christian Centre. Those traumas, psychologically, carried on throughout my life. I was still holding back the inherent guilt that I was wrong for these traumas to have happened to me. So therefore, within my marriage, every relationship that I've been in with throughout my life has always fallen because I'd held guilt that I was to blame for these. But opening up and speaking about them, as a victim, we take on that baggage of guilt, inherent guilt, where a lot of the traumas come from. My mind then, marginalisation from my mum and dad, because my dad was full-blooded Aboriginal, my mother's full-blooded Irish. So when they got together 46 years ago in Queensland, there was a law that no Aboriginal man was allowed to be with a white woman. The family didn't want nothing to do with them. And she just went with my father, lived out in the bush. I had no electricity to run water till I was 16. Never ever spoke to her family again.
As a young child myself, I was kicked out of home by a drunken stepfather. Didn't understand that I was looking for a father in my life. So ever since I was 2 years of age, I had a guy that never respected me, never give what a two ha-hoos about me. So every time he'd come home from being drunk, he would kick me straight out on the street. So as a kid, I was looking for a lot of answers. I was good at school. I was really good at maths. I done everything that mum asked me. She said, go make your own. And I was one of those younger kids that were always looking for a fight because I wasn't getting any answers from a mother or a father. My dad done a lot of time in jail as I was a kid, so I couldn't look for him. I couldn't go and stand at the front of a jail and wait for him to come home. He was doing 17 years. My mother was already drunk, and I'm sorry to say that about my mum. I respect her with all my heart, and I love her dearly. You know, she's at that stage now where she's afraid to talk to me about it because things happen. I'm trying to not blame anyone for me coming in and out of jail. I'm trying to blame myself because I'm my own person. I feel that when I talk to blokes like David and other guys like uncles and aunties and that, we've all got a story to tell. Yeah, I was walking around King's Cross at the age of 12 years old. So right now I'm 42, and blaming people is pretty hard. That's why I give a yell out to every brother out there that's probably in Segre now. All the brothers that are at Goulburn, all the brothers that are around in the system that are listening to the radio right now, I'm in that same position as you.
Jailbreak wouldn't be possible without the support of Noreen. We'd like to thank her.
On behalf of all the brothers on the inside and out, Noreen is an IDAP worker, and we would like to open our hearts and say thank you, giving us a voice from the inside and letting us tell our story.
Being on radio has been a good experience. It helps me work on my confidence and public speaking.
Yes, this is me, Akwazi. We're just very happy and very fortunate. This is an opportunity for us to put views out there and how we're going in here so that people can know that there is hope for us in here. We thank you all for listening and have a good day.
It gives a lot of brothers a voice, and also it has made my day. Speaking of my family, my past and present, gives us a lot to look forward to.
Jailbreak is one of the great projects of the CRC, the Community Restoring Centre. Righto, you have a go next time that Kate pops around. Her name's Pennock. All you have to do is contact your SAPO to contact Jailbreak. You could write to Jailbreak 2SER PO Box 123 Broadway, New South Wales 2007. Families on the outside can email Jailbreak on 2SER.com or check out our Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio. I'd like to give a big loud shout out to all the boys in Wellington Jail and every jail that is in Sydney. We all have someone that cares for us, so hopefully we all look out for each other, because look out for me, because I'm coming to your next jail.
Help a brother out.
I just like to say thank you so much to David. He's our coordinator. He gets all the boys together. You're invaluable. Don't stop doing it, okay?
Of course. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I just hope that maybe when Jailbreak comes around to your jail, you can give it a crack, and easier to get things off your chest.
You tuned into Jailbreak on NAIDOC from Sydney's JM2 Correctional Centre.
Yeah, I'd like to reach into those corners of the rooms and grab all those brothers that are sitting in the dark at the moment and realise that there is light out there, and there are us brothers that care for one another. We have a story to tell, and don't hide it. Let it come out so we can make a generation build a better bridge to get over.
And for some brothers, none of us are what we've done, nor is what we've done who we are. Without the support of Vivian, our Aboriginal officer, the staff and the brothers and sisters of JM2 Correctional Centre, this episode of Jailbreak wouldn't have been possible. So thank you, Vivian. Write to Jailbreak, care of 2SER, PO Box 123, Broadway, New South Wales, 2007. Families outside connected to the net can email jailbreak@2ser.com. Check out more info on Jailbreak's Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio.
Doing this Jailbreak episode's been like a spiritual healing. It's actually been really great to know that Dave could get up there and share his story. It opened up more of all of us brothers' hearts. And you might be hearing more of me, especially me. I love talking, and you wait until you hear more of me.
It's been awesome. It's been enlightening. I honestly didn't realise how hard the radio presenters have it. They have it full on hard. It's been healing for me because I've been sharing.
Jailbreak is one of the great projects of the Community Restorative Centre in New South Wales, supporting post-release prisoners and families.
Yeah. Jailbreak is produced by Kate Pinnock at 2SER on the lands of the Gadigal tribe. Jailbreak pays a respect to the traditional owners, past and present.
Thank you for your company. I'm Chappy.
I'm Hilly.
This is NAIDOC here at JM2, signing off. Make sure you tune in again to Jailbreak.